Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Yo, everyone, and welcome to this glorious episode of the Rant Cafe. Being that it's controversial and stuff, Animac wants me to do the intro so that I can take the brunt of the heat. That's in fact not true. I just lied, and you probably believed me because I am such a good imposter.
It's kind of true. It's kind of true.
Yeah, yeah. But the actual reason why I'm doing it is because no one else knows why we're doing this. Basically, Animac outsourced the topic idea to me and Briggs. Briggs outsourced it to me. I was like, okay, anime characters that can beat Goku. I messaged Maz because he's an epic meme lord. And here we are today talking about anime characters that can slap Goku.
Nice. Nice. Thank you, Nux, for that wonderful intro. Before we get into it, I want to formally welcome our boy Maz.
What's up? Hey, man.
Amazing. Pleasure to have you back again, bro.
Pleasure to be here.
And just so you guys know, for the followers of the Rant Cafe Isekai novel, a new chapter is up and stuff is going down. Sid Snap was revealed in this latest chapter. It's available on web novel, as you know. And Maz, I was actually thinking that I have to throw you in there, bro.
Of course.
I'm down, you know.
Because like there's so many options.
He's one of the pillars of Rant Cafe.
There's so many options. Like, he could be a rapper called Nasty Maz. He could be a prophet called Mazstradamus. He could be a wizard called the Wizard of Maz. There's endless opportunities.
Every option, as long as I have glasses and it's shining all at every moment, like an anime protagonist.
You know
what
I mean?
That's what I mean.
Hentai protagonist?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Listen, if you make me a hentai protagonist, I'm down.
Nice. Yeah, man. So this is going to be a fun discussion that we are basically counting on Nux to keep us going. I want to just start off by saying that my wife, Vados, can slap Goku canonically. So I'm good, but you guys go ahead.
I mean, I think I'm pretty prepared for this. Two of the largest videos on my channel are me just making fun of Goku. So other than me, who could obviously slap Goku, one of my biggest videos is Saitama versus Goku. And in regards to that stupid debate, which is the dumbest debate of all time, I want to talk about Moomin Rider, who could easily slap Goku.
This man, he was actually one of the people I wanted to talk about. Have we ever seen Goku cycle while standing? I don't think so.
Bro, we've seen him like destroy planets, but can he stand up while riding a bike? I don't think so.
And to be fair, Moomin Rider never even tried to destroy planets, right? Like, he probably could if he could cycle while standing.
Based on the power he emits in his legs standing up while cycling, I'd imagine just with a kick from his leg, the air pressure alone could destroy potentially a galaxy at least.
That's pretty lowballing, Briggs. I would honestly say that he could probably like wipe out multiverses just by sneezing on them. But we don't actually have facts to prove this. The only feat we have is the fact that he could cycle while standing, something that Goku never successfully did. So I think definitely a valid character to bring up here.
Yeah, Goku just like flies everywhere. He doesn't even cycle, bro.
Yeah, he probably couldn't, to be honest.
This is such a stupid argument, Briggs. Why?
Moving right. Okay, hold
what
on.
What do you mean, why?
I'm gonna go full on analytics on this. Okay, so let's think about people who can beat Goku in terms of muscles, right? Like who can actually physically beat Goku, and then people who could beat Goku in terms of abilities, right? So somebody in the comments just said like the girl who can turn people into dolls can beat Goku. I actually fucking agree with that, like 100%. Like that's a legitimate thing. If she turned
Multi-universal plus, therefore techniques cannot be used against him. Like Hack's abilities just don't work because he's at a tier higher than him in the power scaling chart. I'm sorry.
I think it's important to at least recognize the fact that if Goku got trapped in Sword Art Online, Kirito would probably defeat him with his two swords.
But I agree, Maz. I think
and then it would
on the
nuke
table
his
here.
Brain
Absolutely.
And he would die. So technically, technically, I think Kirito can kill Goku.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I agree, man.
I'm sorry, Maz. I cut you off there. What were you gonna say about turning into a doll?
No. Like that was the end of the sentence. I think that was like that was exactly what I was gonna say. That turning into doll ability could be Goku, because then what's Goku gonna do? Nothing.
He's bro, a doll. He's just a doll, bro. He's a multi-universal doll, but a doll nonetheless. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, he's a doll that can't even cycle while standing. Pathetic.
Bro, that's true.
No, but
I
like,
bet if Moon Rider became a doll, he'd be able to cycle. While
but seriously, though, Goku isn't multi-universal. He's like galaxy level, right? Like, in
dude, how dare you? Oh,
bruh,
go educate balling. Yourself, Animec. Go educate yourself. He's because multi-dimensional, you know.
No. Plane of no, existence. He's not Twiggo level, bro. Come on.
Okay, dude. We don't talk about Lord Twiggo.
That's my so that's my least favorite thing about power scaling, because it kind of ruins a lot of debates where it's like, oh, Itachi cannot defeat Goku because Itachi's Genjutsu cannot work on him because he's Universal Plus. I'm like, it's just annoying.
Yeah. So when I say Goku,
it just ruins the fun of the debate.
Dude, you are doing this the wrong way. We are not throwing shade here. That is not my.
I am throwing shade. I hate.
Well, I am not. I am here purely.
If this is like a debate,
like for example, if Goku was trapped in the world of Discord in No Game No Life, he would get slapped by Sora and Shiro easy. Like,
right.
He would lose. Bro, he would lose to What's-Her-Face, man.
Goku's dumb as hell. Yeah, of course. Like,
What's her name? The princess lady. The total loser.
What was I going to say?
What's her name?
I totally agree with...
What's her name? I relax, Dux.
Dude, I remembered her name in Bob's versus Bob's.
Steph.
Dang. Steph would slap Goku in No Game, No Life.
I wasn't sure who you meant.
I feel like for this debate, we like every debate, you gotta define it. Okay, so we have to define when we say Goku, what are we thinking about? Because I'm thinking about Dragon Ball Z Goku, right? Like really strong, but not multi-universal galaxy yet, right? Like really, really strong stuff.
No, you gotta think of Super, bro.
Goku at his absolute best, and then highballing him even after that.
So I think that Goku, when he reaches Mastered Ultra Instinct, I think he like shakes a galaxy or something, but like I don't think he's multi-universal. Like I think Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann still slaps Goku, bro.
Yo,
honestly, man, if we're talking about shaking galaxies, have you guys ever seen Mugi from K-On! Flex, bruh? When he flexes, the galaxy shakes. Mugi's so strong that Goku just would get slapped low diff.
I respect that, to be honest.
Because Gurren Lagann is like universal level. Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
I think that we should look at this objectively. We know that Perona from One Piece can like easily wither the spirits of people they're fighting. So I think Perona would be able to beat Goku. And Perona lost to Usopp. So Usopp could also slap Goku.
I'm going to challenge that in this case because I think Goku is so dumb that I don't even think it would work on him. Yeah. I don't know if the ghost would work on Goku.
Dude, but at the end of the day, Goku fights based on his passion. This will destroy your self-worth and your passion.
Mm.
So I think it would leave Goku as a blob of flesh on the ground.
Yeah, so if it worked on Luffy, it would work on Goku because they're kind of the same.
That's true. That's fair. Because Goku does have like aspirations to get stronger and fight strong opponents, in which case the ghost would target that and he'd be like, I'm a worm.
Yeah. Dude, Escanor's zingers would leave.
I was just gonna say Escanor. I was thinking about Escanor, like power level wise. Can Escanor?
Yeah, no, but you know, zingers though.
Well, I don't know. Ultimate Escanor is pretty.
I will
broken.
Go even further beyond, and Escanor's like, who decided that? And then Goku just like withers away.
Ultimate Escanor is pretty broken, but like he doesn't destroy planets, so you can't.
That's
say.
True. I feel like that's why we got to go into like abilities, right? So somebody just said Buggy the Clown slaps Goku. I actually kind of agree. Buggy separates out Goku. What's Goku gonna do? He ain't gonna do jack shit. You know?
No, Goku's really fast, though, man. Goku's super fast, so you got to take that into account.
With Buggy, so I guess this is me forgetting Buggy after not seeing him for a while. But does he have to touch them in order to slice them up, or is it just like remotely?
I think he has to touch them.
Oh, then yeah, never mind. I take it right back. You know.
Oh, you know who else could be stronger than Goku? Chat came up with this one. Peter Grill.
This Chad. This man would slap Goku to oblivion.
Bruh, when Peter Grill walks. Which is a pretty effortless thing, right? When Peter Grill walks, the planet rotates.
Yes.
The planet rotates.
This is not him. His steps alone.
This is not him in his final form using his strongest abilities. Just merely walking The planet.
I just
can't
searched
handle
for
it.
Peter Grill, and I'm not. I'm yeah. I don't know what I expected. I don't know what I expected.
What are you talking about? Like, when I walk, the planet rotates.
No, no, but the planet doesn't rotate because you're walking.
Oh, okay, I get you,
bro. On my Twitch channel, I have these things called Earth Downs. It's when I do 10 push-ups, but they're called Earth Downs.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Okay, I take it back. Not buggy. Law. Trafalgar Law. He doesn't even need to touch them. He can just go.
Yeah, Law. But
no,
you have to be.
Oh my god.
The thing is with Law, you have to be in a certain area with close to him, and Goku's so fast.
Yeah, but Goku could definitely avoid it. But you can't see Goku just walking up to him and saying, "Hey, let's have a great fight." And then Law
If Law puts himself in his own room and Goku even enters even a little bit, that's the loss of a limb. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, Law... again, it depends on the circumstance. You're right, because if it's Goku's personality and character being manipulated, it happens all the time in Dragon Ball where he makes mistakes. So.
Yeah. And I think Goku Law is far, far too smart to lose.
Way
to someone
smarter.
Like Goku.
Yeah, absolutely. And
like when Law fights, it's a pure strategic game.
Yeah. Oh, such a good character, man. Yo, that guy, his power.
Do you realize that if Boa Hancock gives Goku a boner, he'll
it's over
instantly?
He won't fall for it. He's like
a boner,
Luffy. He won't.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have two kids.
He's never kissed Chi-Chi, apparently.
Yeah.
He's all about busting those nuts.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He gets right down to business, bro. No foreplay with Goku.
No foreplay.
I mean, he's got to be a level above Luffy in terms of that. Because, like, Luffy has shown zero interest whatsoever. But, like, clearly Goku must show some interest considering, like, he sealed the deal.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't think there's a man other than Luffy on this planet that could just, like, not be affected by Boa's tactics.
I think Dio could get away with it.
Dio? Yeah, well, Dio doesn't give a shit. Okay, yeah.
What do you mean? Okay, why do you say that?
Do you think any of the JoJo characters...
Way too top tier to not slap Goku.
Why do you say Dio?
With her bobs.
No, I don't think Dio could necessarily defeat Goku, but he totally could if he wanted to. I'm just saying that Dio would not fall prey to Boa Hancock.
Why do you say that?
Because he's too much of a Chad.
Like, no, I don't know, because if you remember in part one, he definitely has like these female vampire lovers.
Yeah, but he probably turn it on and off and stuff, you know.
He also has children, so it's the same argument as
Goku.
Oh
yeah, bro. He boned someone to make Giorno.
Giorno.
Dude, in part three, he's literally surrounded by a harem at all time.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if he likes women that he has a harem. Like, if he truly didn't care, it'd be like Voldemort. Like, no women, doesn't give a shit, right? But he has a harem.
Voldemort would beat Goku.
No, he wouldn't. He couldn't be fucking Harry, bro.
Dude, Avada Kedavra is, you know, it's a KO. It's like, you know, auto KO, instant win.
That is true.
And would suck the life out of Goku.
By the time he says Avada, he would get slapped.
Nah, bro. Goku wouldn't realize. Goku's like, "What's he doing? Is he like transforming into another form?" And then he just gets totally obliterated.
Yeah, you gotta realize Goku lets himself be attacked by his opponent to like test them out, but there's no testing out for Avada Kedavra.
So it depends on the rules of the universe.
He's "Hit me with your best shot, old man!" And then he just nukes him with Avada Kedavra.
I will say that spell ruined, like in my opinion, ruins Harry Potter.
Yeah. As Sam,
like
when you
see Voldemort versus Dumbledore fight, it just shows how cool the fights could have been if every bad guy didn't just use one spell.
Yeah. Sam the Gunman says that Voldemort couldn't even take over a fucking high school, and I agree.
You have to realize who he's up against, though. So the thing about Voldemort, he would get slapped by most at like anime characters, but I think he would beat Goku.
Oh, just here we go again.
Goku's mindset of hit me, bro. And also, you have to remember something else. The one thing that beat Voldemort was the power of love, right? Like, power of friendship is canonically Voldemort's weakness, and there's no power of friendship in Dragon Ball. It's all about, you know, power of these nuts, right? If he was up against like Natsu from Fairy Tail, he would get destroyed. his spells wouldn't even work on the bastard.
Yeah, the thing is, magic is a big, you know, question mark, because magic does exist in the world of Dragon Ball, but it's not the main power system. So if you have some of these crazy overpowered magic that the universal laws make it so that, you know, a spell never fails or something, that would switch it up for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so hear me out. Hear me out. We're all men of culture here, except for Anime, who hasn't watched this full anime. Soma from Food Wars. Let me spell this out for you guys. Yes. So, yeah. As we know, Goku likes a lot of food. Like, he'll eat anything. And Soma, not that it'll poison him, but he can make food either so good or so bad it will completely incapacitate Goku. What are your thoughts on this? I think that Goku mid-Gasm is not nearly as powerful as he would be pre-Gasm.
Wait, what? I tuned out for just a second, and now we're talking about mid-Gasm or Goku? What's happening right here?
Soma would say, "Can I please make you some food before we fight?" And Goku would be like, "Flip yes." And he would make, like, I don't know, beef. And give the beef to Goku. Goku would eat the beef, go into a state of Gasm.
Yeah, so but you're assuming that Goku is in the world of Food Wars, where food gives you gasms.
Dude, we're not talking about merging worlds. Just
wait,
let
you never gasmed from eating Animac?
Wow, kind of.
That's unfortunate. Mindset. Clearly, yeah. You haven't tried potato pizza.
Clearly, I have. I have not, bro.
Seen Peter Grill.
I will say Soma could technically poison Goku, because if Goku could die from like some heart disease or something. But he could, and Goku wouldn't be able to resist the food.
But would Soma make deliberately poisonous food, though?
I don't think he would.
Yeah.
I think he would, like, you know, he'd make his weird squid peanut butter monstrosity and, like, tentacle rape Goku. And then it'll be over.
The tentacles are too strong.
So do you guys think that Light Yagami with a Death Note could kill Goku?
No.
Well, Goku would introduce himself as Goku, and then Light would write his name down, and it would, like, nothing would happen, right?
Yeah, because his name is
and
Kakarot.
And do we even know, like, Kakarot's just his first name, though. Do we know his full name?
What is
it? I think Goku, it's Kakarot the Saiyan, bro.
Name? Goku. His birth name is Kakarot, but, yeah, it doesn't say his full name. So
and would you know how to spell Kakarot?
Oh, Son Goku. Yeah. Okay, but is that, again, is that also his real name? Because Kakarot is his real birth name.
Yeah, it has to be. So he would have to write down Kakarot and somehow attain that knowledge and know how to spell it.
However, if Vegeta was present.
Oh, yeah.
But no, so basically, Light could not be anywhere near Goku, or Goku couldn't even, like, know where Light is in order for Light to be able to do this, because Goku has instant transmission. He can move really fast. So Light would have to kind of figure out who Goku is secretly, figure out his name, and kill him that way.
Okay, so what are our thoughts on the mosquito
Punch
Man, though?
Pardon?
What about the mosquito from One Punch Man?
Well, the mosquito from One Punch Man can't be destroyed by Goku, but he wouldn't kill Goku either because he doesn't kill Saitama. He's just kind of chilling.
But if you can't be destroyed by him, he could just continuously suck your blood until you die.
Yeah. If they were to be in a death match, the mosquito would be victorious.
Bro, mosquito waifu was gone too soon in One Punch Man. I'm like,
okay, so anime. Focus anime.
Somebody just said Death Note only works on humans. Is that a rule? I don't know about it. The Reapers did say that it only works on humans, nobody else. So it would technically not even work on.
Why? Because he's an alien?
Yeah, because he's technically an alien.
I don't think that matters. It's just, he's not a god. He's
true, but the Shinigami probably didn't account for aliens being in their Death Note. You know what I mean? So I feel like
because he's an organic organism like humans. So it's not like being an alien makes you.
Yeah, but so are animals. But animals aren't affected by the Death Note
because they don't have names.
You just made that up. It says only humans. What do you got to do? It's in the rules, bro.
Yeah, it says the human that is written in this death book, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. Yeah, it depends on how human is defined by the Death Note.
Yes.
He is a humanoid.
Okay, what about Rick from Rick and Morty?
I haven't met, like, he's pretty much omnipotent, because didn't he just defeat Zeus?
He did.
That's true.
Yeah, so
easy. Easy slap.
Zeus was kind of weak, though.
Goku,
he was still a god.
Bro, Goku would, like, defeat... I mean, Goku would become universal level, and he's like, yo, I'm... the god of this universe, and then Rick will be like, bro, that universe is just like this microverse I created, like.
Wow.
True.
Hey, Goku, thanks for powering my brake lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Yeah.
People are saying, like, yo, Saitama, Itachi. Saitama, I think Saitama could, like, because he hasn't even used actual punches yet. And he has beaten the most powerful being in the universe, apparently.
Nah, right? Boros was trash, bro.
Okay, but apparently Boros was, the strongest.
In the end, though, so he consecutive normal punches, I believe Boros survived. His original normal punch, he survived. So for the first time, he had to use a serious punch. And then it was still a one punch. We still have not seen an opponent that Saitama wasn't able to defeat in a single serious punch. So in my opinion, the one punch man thing still stands.
Yep.
But most people would debate that you can't use, like, hey, just because he's called one punch man doesn't mean that he's necessarily able to defeat everyone with one punch. It's like some name fallacy thing.
Yes. And it's also like depends on which universe you are looking at, because in One Punch Man's universe, maybe he really can defeat everyone with one punch, but that doesn't mean that that necessarily applies to a neutral universe where Goku and him would be fighting.
Okay.
I'd imagine that's fair, but that's still like his character thing. Like, the entire show really does revolve around him, like, just slapping people with ease.
UB donated 3,000 magical crystals. 3,000 magical crystals to say Nux. Hold on, I'm thanking UB for donating 3,000 magical crystals, and he says that Julius Nova Chrono would be able to beat Goku. So time-based powers are very interesting, because if you can freeze time or slow down time a lot, you can overcome Goku's speed. But the question is, could you then overcome his strength? And
technically, if Goku's moving faster than light, then he can also turn back time.
Wait, y'all actually know Black Clover? Okay.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yo, okay. Black Clover's fire.
Dude, the anime, not so much, but manga is fire, dude.
Yeah, bro, I make videos on the manga for sure.
Yeah, I was like, I was surprised. I was like, holy crap, y'all actually so far in that you actually know Julius Nova Chrono. Yeah, I agree, time-based powers definitely have a step up. So that's why all the villains in part 4, part 5, and even like part 3, Dio, you know, I reckon they could definitely give a Goku a run for his money. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, King Crimson, bro. I mean, that would be great.
King Crimson.
The only thing is, like, how strong are these stands? Like, even if Goku couldn't see them, couldn't touch them, would they're able to stop time? How strong are these things? Are they able to do damage? I know this was supposed to be a meme, but I'm actually like kind of serious about this one.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking about it.
Grabs some cyanide, pours it down his throat, and lets that do its work.
Like, listen, Akira's power, one of them at least, was that he can literally make like a remote bomb that you can't see and you can't move from if it's on you and shit like that, right? So
already inside your eye, you know.
Yeah, and so and that's the thing. So Goku can't even see that. Yeah, he's fucked. There's like no way you can fight against that.
But I'm just saying, does that bomb even do anything to Goku? Because like, you could shoot RPG at Goku and nothing's gonna happen. You know?
Yeah. So this is the thing. I would say that because Goku gets so strong that at some point you can't even beat him. But then in the resurrection of F arc and movie, when Goku is not paying attention, he was actually shot and killed by a laser gun.
Little laser. But at the end of the day, it's still a laser. We don't know the technology behind that laser. Yeah. I'd imagine it's more than like our little bombs in our world. Like,
yeah, but you could still say if he can be hurt by a laser, then he could be hurt by other forms of weapons, like Rick's weapons, for example.
Oh, 100%.
That's true.
And trust me, in my video, the amount of times I said, he got wrecked by a little laser, by this nothing, this nobody. Like, I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, funny. That's really
okay.
Really
but what about Batman with prep time?
Martha! So if he pulls a Martha card, I reckon definitely, you know, easy win. Easy clap for Goku.
I don't know. Goku versus Deku would be pretty funny because, yes, logically, Goku would absolutely destroy him.
Yeah,
but
Deku has no fucking chance.
But Deku's like 1,000,000,000% Detroit Smash. 1,000,000,000% Detroit Smash. It just never ends, bruh.
Yeah, the 1,000,000% was dumb as hell. That broke the series for me.
Are you guys ready for the Infinity Punch?
Oh my god.
You know it's coming. You know it's coming.
I know. Infinity percent and Ares there, so you could reverse everything. You know, oh god. What about
this though? Perfect Cars is the perfect being. If he would be in the same universe as Goku, he would be a more perfect version of Goku.
Goku's not a perfect being.
Yeah,
I know. He would be like Vados, your waifu, just stronger.
Don't you dare bring Vados into this, okay? Don't you dare.
I think it would be a stalemate because obviously if Goku couldn't like take on like Cell, for example, Cars regeneration is even further than that. Like you can't. Cars is literally unkillable. The only way it would be
that. Just Cars would become stronger based on the fact that there's life. There's a life form that is so powerful. His ability was being the perfect being.
He has to absorb stuff though, right?
No, he doesn't have to absorb anything. Just by like existing with that stone thing, he became the perfect being. So like. I mean, he had the power of squirrels on his side because squirrels existed, you know? But it's just in that world, there were just like humans and vampires and stuff. So the perfect being isn't necessarily as perfect as a being would be in a different world. But if the world also had Goku and shiz, a perfect being would be superior.
Except for the fact like that when people do these death battles, they pull them out of both universes and like, right?
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay, but what about Uzaki-chan? Just due to the sheer weight of her bobs, her spine, probably is strong enough to slap Goku.
Listen, he did remember in like the original Dragon Ball, he attached to Bulma's boobs. So, you know, it really...
Hey.
Didn't he do that? Like straight up, like before meeting him, just jumped on and grabbed them bobs. So
speaking of which, Maz, you just reminded me that we have a new podcast called The Dragon Ball Virgin.
Ooh,
this week's episode, we had Briggs as a guest. So definitely check that out. It's now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you can get podcasts. Dragon Ball Virgin. Gozen is hosting it with his friend who is a literal Dragon Ball Virgin. So that is a pretty interesting journey that they're going on. Go on, Maz.
No, I was just going to say, like, yeah, if Uzaki-chan comes in, he's like, losing all his logic, bro.
Hell yeah. Uzaki-chan walks in the ring, slaps Goku silly.
Okay, I don't give a shit about Uzaki-chan, guys. Like, I know you're memeing, but be serious about your memes.
Okay, yeah, what about Crocodile from One Piece? I think that Goku can't hurt really Logias because he doesn't have haki. And Crocodile
can
just suck the moisture out of the land.
I mean,
I've
seen an episode where they play hockey in Dragon Ball. So,
yeah. And also, like, you got to understand that in Dragon Ball, they have ki, and it's similar to hockey. So I think that if Goku was in the same universe, he would definitely be a hockey guy.
True. But
no,
let's go Leafs.
No, let's go Logia. Let's go Luffy. Like, Luffy versus Goku. Because I'm serious. Because what can he do against Luffy? He can't use haki. He might use his like Kamehameha to like maybe blast through Luffy ish but
I think people who would seriously try to power scale this would say, bro, Goku would destroy the entire planet he's on.
Yeah, but
dude, we're not serious. Where were you this whole thing? Where were you for this entire episode? What gave you the impression that we were seriously power scaling anything, man? Dude, I would think that Yugi's grandpa can defeat Goku, because he'll just draw Exodia. Exodia is an auto win, and Goku would get absolutely slapped, sent to the Shadow Realm, never to be heard from again. Okay,
Goku boy.
The Shadow Realm is a serious thing, bro. That ain't.
I know. That's why Yugi's grandpa can defeat Goku. Confirmed.
Except for the fact that he's an old man. He's gonna fall when he loses a duel.
Okay, fine. So Yugi will defeat Goku.
There we go. Yami the Pharaoh, which means the fact that he's a spirit in the current world means he's omnipotent.
Yo, we don't even need to get into shadow games. Kaiba in the latest Yu-Gi-Oh movie developed a time machine to go back in time to fight, to duel the Pharaoh 3,000 years in the past. Yo, Kaiba can go back in time to when Goku's a baby and curb stomp the little shit.
Well, he was pretty strong baby, bro. He was above average.
Okay, so we no, put
actually,
the baby
in the actually he wasn't above average for a Saiyan, but still stronger than a human baby.
Yeah, but Kaiba is the blue eyes white jet.
Anyway, but he believes in the cards, you know. Who knows what it
goes. Yo, you know, in Yu-Gi-Oh! It's like there's these people that are like shackled up with like these massive shackles. They just like throw a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card at it and just cuts the chain. You just pull a Hisoka, slice his head off.
Someone in the chat earlier mentioned Lelouch Gyas and just telling Goku to kill himself.
Sure. I'm down.
I think that'd work.
Yeah, that would work on like if Goku doesn't know about that ability and he can't like stop him from finishing the sentence, then yeah, he would get wrecked.
Goku
because...
sneezes at that moment.
Yeah, because the thing is, if it's Goku fighting Goku because he has to kill himself, then that would definitely be a plausible way for him to die. It's just that, yeah, if Goku has prior knowledge of Gyas and how it works...
Dude, this isn't about prior knowledge. This is about facts. Like, for example, Goku saying, is there anything you want to say before we fight? And then he'll be like, yeah, please kill yourself. Happily, Your Highness. And that's it. The end.
GG. Get slapped.
Someone said Puck from Berserk, but Puck from ReZero, bro. Puck from ReZero can end the world.
Puck from ReZero? True. One of the four spirits. Yeah, okay.
Hockey pucks possess hockey, meaning that it would slap Goku because he can't use hockey.
Oh, Briggs, I can't imagine why you got hate on your videos, bro.
Also, what about Meruem? Meruem.
Bro, Meruem got killed by a nuke, bro.
Yeah, Meruem would have no chance in an actual fight. But here's the thing about Nen conditions, right? You can make any condition you want based on how minute of a condition it is. So you could make a condition that this attack only works on Goku on a Thursday, if it happens to be the month of September, if it's the 24th day of September, if it's after 5 p.m., if I wiggle my left pinky toe at that time, and then it's like, bro, all these conditions, this attack is going to be crazy. And then he'll defeat Goku. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly it. Like, if that's specific, and it's like, if I don't do, like, and add, like, death to it, because it's not the condition itself that does it, it's the actual payoffs. Like, for example, without spoiling anything, the one condition that we really see, it's like, if I ever use it on somebody else, I will die, right?
Yeah.
So if you make it super specific, like, I can only do it in the in today, like, this one day, and if I don't kill, like, attack Goku by today, I will die. That would probably be the stronger one. You know what I mean?
What I mean is you just make it such minute conditions.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you pull a Einzul gown and sit there for 10 minutes buffing yourself.
Oh, dude, but that would still work. I could still see, like, Goku getting slapped like that. Like,
I understand what you're saying. You could probably argue that Einz could pull it off. I'm pretty sure he has magic that could just make someone's heart stop.
Like, yeah, how do you fight against magic? But he's in a game world. So, like, if Goku was in that game world, sure.
And even
I mean,
then,
we're taking the character Einz from a game.
Einz was actually struggling with what's her name?
Shaltier.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he does possess magic that can make people's hearts stop.
Hisoka would not be horny for Goku.
The thing about Goku is, if he is alert and at full power, he is very strong. But clearly, with that bullet example, and also with him dying from a heart virus in the future example, if he isn't, you know, being attacked straight on by an enemy, if there's things that he's not prepared for, he can be killed.
Yeah. I think Goku basically loses to smarter characters. That's why, like, Trafalgar Law, all of us were like, yeah, absolutely would lose to Trafalgar, because Law would definitely have
smarter. I think that Billie Eilish's music would slap Goku. Yeah.
Very true, you know? When she wrote the song Bury Your Friend, it was actually about Goku.
It was all about Goku! Yo!
Fuck, man.
Yes!
Let me think about other stronger characters. People are saying Mob. I don't know if Mob could beat Goku, to be honest with you. Question mark percent could. Question mark percent or unknown percentage could.
Nah, fam. I mean, I don't see it. You want to know?
I don't know.
Goku, though. I think Reagan, like, with his self-defense rush, he's a force to be reckoned.
I was about to say, I don't know about Mob, but Master Reagan.
Master Reagan.
Bro, Reagan wouldn't defeat Goku, but he would, like, manipulate him into becoming his, like, assistant, and Goku would think that, like, Reagan is some kind of god.
No, Reagan will be like, Goku, I'm far more powerful than you, and I will fight you if you become my assistant.
Exactly.
True.
And then, like, after, like, 2 years, it's like, Reagan, Master Reagan, can we fight you? Yeah, you're not ready yet, Goku. Okay, Master.
That, that's in terms of ability to talk and everything. Body Improvement Club, muscles for days. Okay, Goku got nothing on them. All right. Holy shit! Oh, somebody wrote Kuma from One Piece. Kuma would literally slap him. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, he touches Goku, he just teleports him away.
And then he teleports back.
Have any of y'all seen Psyche K? Like the
yes.
Oh yeah, Psyche can do anything, bro. He can do anything.
Yeah, Psyche, absolutely. So, like, again, Goku doesn't fare well to magic.
I happen to have pyrokinesis as well. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't fare well to magic, and so therefore Goku would probably get wrecked by Psyche, especially because it's revealed, like, you know, Psyche's in, like, maybe I won't spoil it, but Psyche would absolutely destroy Goku.
Yeah, because Psyche can do so many things. He can also teleport, right? He can also teleport, so he can do a lot of shit.
You know, Psyche was born with spiky pink hair, so he used his psychic powers to alter the worlds of anime so that all other kids are born with spiky multicolored hair so he doesn't stick out.
Yeah, so he's universal.
So technically, all of the weird hairdos that Goku gets is all just because of Psyche.
True.
Yeah, Psyche basically shaped the universe, so he's like Zeno or whatever. Zeno.
Yo. Psyche can. What about Trunks?
And as we know,
I think the best way to get rid of Goku. Zeno can slap Goku. I think the best way to get rid of Goku, though, you just hit Goku with Trunks. It's true. The impact would not do all that much damage. But all of a sudden, pop, he's now in Demon World where he has to go defeat the Demon King and shiz. And we never have to ever hear from him again.
And he gets a harem, 100%. I agree. And then he gets slapped
by overly cautious hero.
No, and then he meets Kirito and gets his shit beaten out of him, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least Goku would kill Yu-Gi-Oh, so that would make me feel better.
Hey, Hookie Wookie 13, thanks for the 5 gift subs, man.
Yo, Hookie Wookie. Thank you.
Thank you, Hookie Wookie.
Yo, I think Hookie Wookie's 5 gift subs could slap Goku.
True.
You know, people are going to watch this on YouTube, especially. They're just going to see the title. They're going to come here, watch. It's going to be fucking furious, bro.
I know. That's why I came up with the title.
Slapping their keyboard.
And they're going to be like, these guys aren't even serious, bro. These guys aren't even fucking serious.
Dude, you put all the ideas on me. I have to come up with all the ideas.
No, we've got some serious contenders. I genuinely think people who are like overly intelligent or time control could fuck Goku up. Not even 100%.
No, bro, clearly don't understand what it means to be a multidimensional universe.
Dude, I'm a multidimensional. Yeah, Goku got pew-pew and has a fucking heart condition, bro. I don't give a shit about Goku.
Bro,
it was a virus. It was a heart.
Goku's multi.
It was a virus.
Clearly.
I think Plankton from SpongeBob would slap Goku.
True, though.
Right?
Honestly.
Goku can't even may get be the a fucking, big boy, but his
he
brain.
He can't even get a Krabby Patty formula, and you think he's going to be Goku? I take it right back. Plankton's a piece of shit. All right? Plankton's
I think I can beat Goku since I'm a gag character.
You are a gag character, man.
Okay, Animax, super serious question here. In your novel, Lord D. Briggo, how does he compare to Goku?
Well, I think Goku, in terms of physical power, for now, is stronger because the story's just getting started, bro. I had to leave room for growth.
Oh. See, that's a true Chad.
Yeah, he hasn't revealed that I'm only using... Like, I had to get my power sealed away because I was too OP at birth.
Exactly.
I came out, I started crying, the universe started shaking, they used magic spells to make me, like, 7,000% weaker.
That's it, 7,000%? Bruh.
And then Chad lasts, I mean... Never mind,
they tried to take all your power away, but even after removing 100% of your power, this is how strong you still are. That's more accurate.
There we go.
Canon. Okay, Canon, right there. Honestly, I think the Dragon Ball fandom can defeat Goku since they're literal AIDS.
Oh my god.
Madoka, this is a fun Magica. Episode, Max. Great idea.
It's so good. How have I never used that before? That is such Madoka a joke.
Bro, we should get Nux on the Dragon Ball Virgin just to talk about how much he loves Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I'm never going to be on Dragon Ball Virgin.
Yo, wait.
But thanks for the invite, bro.
Do y'all, like, what do y'all think about Madoka Magica versus, like, Goku? Like, that kind of world.
Yo. Yo.
Like, someone I'm just thinking.
Someone in the chat just said, don't you dare insult AIDS like that.
Damn, bro.
It's taking it too far, man. Nah, I was kidding. I love the Dragon Ball fans.
So does Briggs. So does Briggs.
Yeah, right.
They're my favorite fandom.
Boruto.
I've been a Dragon Ball stan, and no, more than that, I'm a Dragon Ball fandom stan since day one.
Yo.
Bro, anyone is better than the people in the My Hero Academia fandom who are bro, Deku X Bakugo is canon. How dare you say it's not in your video when it was clear that Deku was flirting with Ochako? Like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't care who you ship. But no, it's not canon just because you're obsessed with stupid anime characters.
What I do wish for just My Hero, just commenting on that a little bit. Naruto had this, which was that the Naruto writer Kishimoto. There you go. I almost had it, but he can't. Like, you know, I think it's a meme that Kishimoto couldn't write female characters for shit. Like, come on, he couldn't. Sakura is the most useless character in the fucking series. most of the women in that series is kind of forgettable, except maybe Tsunade,
bro.
Even like, Tsunade did drop in quality. I agree, she was badass, and then she didn't. She dropped. But I feel like with My Hero, I was like, okay, awesome, we finally get strong female characters, and it's also shit, man. Like they.
You see, when you want to actually look at strong female characters in shonen, like Fairy Tail, Black Clover, they both kind of do it. But
yeah, Jujutsu no Kaisen. Jujutsu no Kaisen, bro. I'm telling you, some of the best female characters written. Imagine Sakura, except actually well written and super strong.
I cannot,
it was so
in fact,
good.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron, Maz.
I will say though, 10-10 is universal level at being useless.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She can summon weapons, bro.
I can throw weapons.
So can my backpack.
I will say, though, bro, that Truck-chan is a pretty well-written female character.
I feel like with My Hero, like, especially, again, no spoilers. I ain't going to spoil anything. There's a moment in which they reveal the top three people in the school, right? And they show off two of them, and the third one's a female, and they literally just go, oh, she's in the beauty pageant. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of BS
is this? When I saw that, I was just like, yo.
Yeah, because she's beautiful. Like,
you can be beautiful, but then show us her strength. If you're going to say she's in the top three, actually show us why. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, well, to be fair, Miruko makes up for everything.
True.
Actually not true. I think Miruko is actually a good character, but if you compare her in usefulness to all the male characters in My Hero, she really does not compare.
I mean, I wouldn't say so. She actually stopped the Shigaraki procedure when...
She did great. She's a great character. I like Miruko a lot, but try and compare... So, first of all, that's one female character, right? And second of all, look at the important characters in the story. Yeah. She's not even close in
level. Yeah, so she's a side character, but I definitely want to know more about her because she's definitely cool.
But like, if you look at both the heroes and the villains, she's the only sort of useful female character.
I feel like initially when My Hero started,
like All Might, All for One, Shigaraki, Deku, Bakugo, you know, even Aizawa, Hawks, Endeavor, all these characters are monumentally more important than Miruko.
That's true.
They're also like in the tits department.
Yeah, so she's a good character. I agree, but I definitely have to agree with Nux. I feel like they don't have any central, decently written female characters, and it's unfortunate because the reason I loved Naruto in the beginning of My Hero the most and would like rave about it is because I like the idea of the entire classroom going off and doing amazing things, right? So Naruto, I didn't care about Naruto specifically. I cared about everybody in the class. I cared about like Neji, and I cared about Rock Lee. When Rock Lee had that tragedy happen to him at the exams, I cared. I was like, holy shit, I'm so invested. And then when they focused only on Naruto's story and Sasuke's story, that's when I lost interest in Naruto. And My Hero's been the same way.
That's why, even though there's some great arcs in Naruto, like the pain arc and whatever,
yep,
honestly, the Chunin exam still shines as the best arc in Naruto.
100% agreed for me. Yeah.
But they can't slap Goku, though.
True.
But what about that one suck out chakra guy that was on?
Yeah, at the very end, like, you know, like the evil bitch who comes from the moon and shit like that. Do you reckon? You know what?
Nah.
You know what? I'm gonna
say destroy the universe. She couldn't even destroy the planet.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Let me think of something else. My Hero. Anybody in My Hero that could do it?
No.
Yo, I think Belle Delphine, like, she's a marketing genius. She could manipulate Yaku. I mean, she could manipulate Goku, bro.
Goku would buy her bathwater and get sepsis and die.
She'd be like, Goku, this bathwater will make you stronger.
Hell yeah.
They'll bring out your full abilities.
Bone Druid in Maiden Abyss, he just says, I would like to fight you. Please come down here. He goes down there. It's like, then Bone Druid takes his little elevator thing. He goes back up. Goku goes back up. Curse of the Abyss kills him. Big, easy clap for Bone Druid.
True. That's why Black Clover is better than My Hero. Honestly, though. Recently in the manga, kind of agree.
But My Hero's good in the manga right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're both very good. Like, for now,
it's trending today about Bakugo.
No, stop. Dude, don't say anything.
I hope he dies.
I'm not caught up in My Hero yet. Stop.
I want him to die, bro. If he dies, I will be so
dude,
proud.
Dude, I'm going to take off my headphones. I'm going to go to the kitchen right now.
Okay, none guys. Of us read it, bro. I am 99% sure that no main character in MHA is going to die.
Oh, no. Dude, no characters died yet. You're going to kill off a main character?
They had side characters. Like,
barely. Let's not say who. Don't say who.
Yeah, but it's from like two seasons ago or something.
Yeah, but like, I think people are going to get pissed in the actual podcast episode if you spoil My Hero right here.
Yeah, I mean, people get pissed if we spoil Code Geass.
Trending in Japan can defeat Goku.
Bro, people get mad if you spoil like Legend of the Galactic Heroes from the 80s because, like, yeah, it's been out for a while, but I haven't gotten to it yet, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bakugo dies in Legend of the Galactic Heroes.
Yo, Bakugo, top five Straw Hats.
The Grand Priest, bro. The Grand Priest beats Goku.
Yeah. Easily.
No, but
I think
yeah.
The moral of the story is meme characters are supreme and better than any non-meme character.
No, like,
I think that's what we're taking away from this.
Realistically,
right?
Yeah, I think Nux could beat Goku because Goku doesn't know Nux's face. He doesn't know anything about him. And Nux has the power to annoy to the point of madness.
Yes. I've had to stop myself many times before Animec took his own life.
Yeah, Goku would 100 if Nux used 100% of his power, Goku would commit not alive.
The imposter from Among Us can defeat Goku.
Yeah, I was gonna say Goku would suck at Among Us. He's not a good liar.
Dude, I killed that guy in electrical and he didn't even put up a fight. Easy. Excalibur from Soul Eater would defeat Goku with the power of being annoying. Goku's like, this insane power goes to Excalibur. Excalibur starts singing. Goku just yeets himself off a bridge.
Imagine Vegeta. Like, he's like, okay, I need to get stronger to catch up to Goku. I hear there's this ultimate weapon that'll make you stronger. Goes to Excalibur. Bruh, he would 100%. He would kill him so fast.
Okay, but what about Wobbuffet from Team Rocket?
The good old know you attack?
The good old know you attack.
Bro, you gotta hand it to Team Rocket. Like, they blast off constantly and survive.
Yeah.
Like, they're quite strong when you think about it.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful. But that's only fair because Ash is 10 years old, yet he lifts a Pokemon called Cosmog, which weighs 2,000 pounds. So he's just carrying that shiz around, no problem. He also, I've done the math on this several times, he outraces Greninja in an actual race, and Greninja is faster than Salamence, who's faster than Sound. So Ash Ketchum is faster than Sound, confirmed, right?
Yeah, yes. I mean, Ash is a gag character at this point.
How dare you? How dare you? Yo, one thing that was great in Gurren Lagann when they were fighting in the galaxies and shiz, dude, those guys are just like shattering galaxies, no problem, just turning them into nothingness.
Team Rocket OP.
Yeah.
Wait, in what show were they shattering galaxies?
Gurren Lagann.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know,
dude,
what?
There are some characters in Fairy Tail that have stupidly broken powers, like Zeref. The power to kill anyone around him just by being there, dude. Goku's
token. Dude, don't talk to me about Fairy Tail, man. I don't want to get into that shit.
Since you said that, I'm gonna mention another character from Fairy Tail. What about Larkade Dragneel? You remember his power? His power is he can either make people around him sleepy, hungry, or horny to the extent that they just like die.
Is that actually true? Is that true?
That's actually his power.
What the fuck?
It's like he was up against Sting and Rogue. The two like Dragon Slayer guys, mm-hmm. and he made them both so tired they just like fell into comas, and then someone else attacked him. I don't even remember who. It was two of the Whammon characters, and he just made them like horny to the point that they couldn't even move. They were just like twitching on the ground.
Okay, well that is a hentai right there.
Yo, this man, what a Chad! This dude, look at this dude, look at this dude.
By the way, I think Thing from Hunter Hunter could beat Goku if someone says to kill him, but then there would be repercussions. But still, if Goku's dead, Goku's dead.
There we go.
Or something. Either Thing or something. I forget.
The genie from Aladdin would slap Goku. Will Smith would slap Goku.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
Nice. Very good. Epic.
But dude, who in the Dragon Ball universe itself can beat Goku right now?
The angels.
A lot of people.
The angels, the Grand Priest, who is one of the angels. Zeno. And
Yamcha.
Right now he's fighting a character in the manga.
Did you say Yamcha?
Yamcha would slap Goku.
Yeah.
This man has survived infinite humiliation with all of his years of being memed on, and he is still a character that takes himself seriously in Dragon Ball. I don't think Goku has the mental capacity to withstand such a beating.
Also, Twigo is technically multi-franchise, multi-dimensional. Yeah. So he counts as being part of Dragon Ball, and he bodies Goku.
That's no, but true. Seriously, guys, in Dragon Ball, I do think like Mr. Satan destroyed Cell with ease. So
that's true.
And Goku died.
Yeah.
So I'd say Mr. Satan could slap Goku just based off of that like feat
dude,
alone.
That's why we call Goku Goku, but we call Mr. Satan Mr. Satan. You know, we give him the respect of a title.
Bro, I will always say Hercule and Zolo, and you can't change that.
Big Chunk could defeat Goku. Big Chunk is coming in clutch finally.
Harambe, is that you? Just fucking slap Goku.
Transcended life itself. Yeah. Well, I think that this was actually a very enlightening discussion. I think I've learned a lot. Everyone's here has grown.
Definitely the comment section on this YouTube video will be a beauty.
Dude, if we get some real bangers, next Rant Cafe, reading comments of this video.
Let's go.
Yeah, it sounds fun. But yeah, guys, it was a lot of fun.
Your best shot in the comments. Like, absolutely try and wreck us. Make it look real, guys. So it'll be fire. It'll be so good. But leave likes on it. Yeah. Just leave likes and comment, like, abhorrent garbage.
Yeah. So basically, just look at what happened to Briggs' videos about Saitama versus Goku and copy that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can legit just copy and paste and we'll have content for years.
Fair though, Uganda Knuckles does know the way, and Goku does not.
Haruhi Suzumiya could take Goku, bro. She's a literal god.
That's actually true, though. Hell yes. Hell yes. Thank you all so much for joining us on this lovely, enlightening journey where we get to talk about anime seriously and not seriously at the same time, to the point that conceptually, literally, you have no idea what we were figuratively talking about for 90% of this episode. Thank you, Maz, for joining us on this lovely adventure. It's always a pleasure to have you, brother. Thanks. Yeah. Nuxton Briggs.
Oh, man, we almost went a whole episode without you guys saying it. Damn.
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
We have to say it now.
Yep.
And thank you, Animac, for being an absolute Chad and delineating idea topic power to the man that comes up with the worst topics and also the best topics.
We're a great team, Nux. We're a great team. Oh, and also, guys, we're going to be streaming some Among Us after this here on the Rank of Fate Twitch, rankoffate.tv. If you are listening outside of Twitch and that's something that you would be interested in, we're going to be doing this in the future. So follow us on Twitch. It's a lot of fun. We're doing more streams now. All the podcasts are streamed live here. And also, we do some gaming. We do some probably, you know, reading comments. You just watching Moist Critical's videos and commenting on them. Like, all sorts of, like, heavily top-tier content stuff. So check us out.
Hell yeah. Have yourselves the most wonderful evening. And remember to stay frosty, Space Fanboys, Shinpaku Alliance.
Boom.